as it gradually melted, it was just like snow laying. But by next morning, it was all gone. Before then, I expect, you know, you wouldn't know we'd had anything.
That programme was first broadcast in July 1999. And earlier that same year, the most powerful ever lightning strike, a superbolt, was recorded in this country. We'll find out where it struck and hear from a glider pilot who happened to be up in the sky at the time, had his plane blown apart around him and survived to tell the tale. He could dine out on that one for a lifetime in A Bolt from the Blue next week. Well, we've got a double bill of drama next on 4Extra. In an hour's time, a redundant Reg is beginning to feel that his life no longer has any meaning until he stumbles over a bunch of amphibians in desperate need of his help. Philip Jackson and Amanda Root star in Nick Warburton's Toad Patrol. Before that, murder mystery from the Queen of Crime herself. Mike falls in love, builds the house of his dreams, but the curse of Gypsy's Acre hangs over his head in Agatha Christie's Endless Night.
In my end is my beginning. Sounds good, that, doesn't it? No idea what it means. But it's going round and round in my head right now. Now I'm trying to begin. But where does it begin? In my end is my beginning. Gypsy's Acre. Yeah, that has to be where. The second I clapped eyes in it, I knew I'd come home. No, that weren't it. Didn't it start with Santa Nix? He was the first one who saw me, saw something in me. He was the one who could build me my home. But then, what about Ellie? It was our home, after all. Without Ellie, there'd be nothing. You'd have to begin with Ellie, if this were a love story. And it was a love story. It was. Until it ended. Badly. Very badly. In my end is my beginning. There was other stuff before Ellie. Stuff about me you might need to know.
Note will come a note. You'll turn out just like him if you're not careful. Work hard at school, be a good boy, and do as your mother tells you. Come here, Mickey. Have you been a good boy today?
Of course, it all began with my mother. Always does, doesn't it? And my father, although he weren't there, so that's a non-starter. I'll tell you what, I'll kick off with the first proper thing that happened to me. This posh kid from school, Oscar, his name was. Poor sod. He latched onto me, hoping the kids might ignore him as well. He invited me round for a smoke in his ensuite, don't you know?
See this watch, Mike? My dad sent it to me. It cost £2,000, and it'll never stop working. Even underwater.
As if.
And it's true. Look. But you know what, Mike? It's completely worthless.
Yeah, because you've broken it now.
I'd rather have my dad.
Is it still ticking? Oh, give us a listen.
It doesn't matter. None of it matters.
Poor old Oscar. Slit his wrists in the ensuite. That were the first proper thing that happened to me. Got to hand it to writers. It looks easy when you see all the words they've churned out. But when it's your turn. Always been more of an art person myself. Oh no, you wouldn't think it to look at me. Oi, look at me.
Sorry, sir, I didn't see you.
I was just wondering about this picture.
Ah, yes. A very fine example of the artist's work.
What's it mean, do you reckon?
Oh, What do you want it to mean?
Right, yeah. So, I was wondering, because price sticker seems to have fallen off.
Ah, I see. Well, I believe that one is 250. 1,000.
Oh, right. Thanks. It's worth it.
We have good taste, sir.
It's kind of irrelevant, that bit about the picture. But it feels important. It means something. Like Santonix did, and Gypsy's Acre. My life had been a bit like that, to be honest. Drifting around, school, army, mostly driving. Chauffeuring the great and good all over the shop. Saw a lot of the world, and a lot of the girls. It were fun, but I couldn't keep drifting. I knew I wanted someone, and something. Somewhere.
Somewhere around here, the towers.
So you said, sir, but it's not on the map, so...
So ask someone. For pity's sake, what's the point of you?
I'm very sorry, sir. Excuse me. Excuse me, miss. Madam. Oi! Sorry. I'm trying to find a house that's up for auction. The towers.
Gypsy's Acre?
No, this one's called the...
The towers burned down. The land is Gypsy's Acre, and you shouldn't have nothing to do with it.
Well, I won't. I promise. It's for my boss.
That's what you think, but I can see things.
Been down the pub, have you, love?
I've seen you.
Me? You've seen me?
I saw the fire. I tried to warn them, but they didn't listen.
I'm all ears. What have you seen, exactly?
Don't expect to get something for nothing, do you?
Oh, right. You almost had me there.
No, wait.
Stony broken, not as stupid as I look. Sorry, love.
Go on, then. Get back in your car and go. Forget you ever saw it.
But it weren't my car, and I hadn't seen it yet. So I decided you probably weren't much cop.
Not a bad spot. For the right price.
No, sir.
Wonder when the auction is.
Sign says first of next month. We're meant to be in Hamburg, but you could bid over the phone if you...
It's a bit out of the way, though. You'd never get the staff to stay put.
No, sir. Suppose not.
What? Never mind. Let's go.
That's when it started. I was right in the first place. Gypsy's Acre. Love at first sight. I dreamt about it at night. But by day, I was still the drifter, driving on from the south coast to the Riviera. To Santonix.
Oh, it's still not finished.
It will be.
You've already doubled the budget.
I shall double it again if I require.
You're fired.
I know what you want, Mr. Constantin. You can't see it clearly, but I can, and I can give it to you. That is worth much more than money.
It is better.
Well, I like it.
I could build a house for you, Mac Rogers.
Sorry, do you know me?
It is my job to take notice of the details. I know you want a house as wonderful as this, but entirely your own. A house that would show all those people who have neglected to notice exactly who you are.
You've missed the minor detail that I'd be lucky to rent a place on what he's paying me.
That could all change, I think.
How? No, don't go all cryptic on me. Tell me what you mean.
Just that I see you have unfulfilled potential.
Oh, well, yeah, but for what?
I don't know. Something more.
Well, I know where I'd choose for you to build my house. But I haven't a clue how it's ever going to happen.
You will have to work it out soon. I only have one or two houses more to build. My fate is already sealed.
How do you mean?
I'm dying.
Sorry, I didn't...
No, because you are still looking ahead. Whereas I have the time to stop and see the details. I have nowhere else to go in my life, Mike. But you have, haven't you?
Yeah, Hamburg, of all places. Although, actually, it were pretty interesting, as it turned out. Spent a few days there. Santonix and that old woman had really got me thinking. And one night, in some seedy bar, it all became clear. The first of next month was only a few days away. It was time to do something. Yes, this is it. Sorry, I were wrong before. Ignore me. This is where it really begins. Hamburg, yes. So I left Mr. Constantine and drifting behind. and I went back to Gypsy's Acre for the auction. I knew it were mad, but I had to give it a go.
Lot 665, the towers. He'll start me at 150. 125 then. Anyone? How about you, God, at 100?
50!
50 we have. 55 then. At the back? I didn't see you, sir. Were you...
No, sorry. I'm just watching.
No one else at 55. Will you go any higher?
50's my final offer. Come on, Clifford!
Sorry, God, the reserve price has not been reached. Not sold.
Right.
It's worth more than 50, you have to admit.
What? Oh, no, it's worth whatever someone will pay.
How come he called you God?
That's just a little joke. I'm the local doctor, JP, and landlord to most of the village, so I tend to get what I want round here one way or the other. Are you moving into the area?
Yeah, I'm thinking about it.
I thought about nothing else. Went straight from the auction house to Gypsy's Acre and stood there for ages, picturing my dream house built by Santa Nix and the woman of my dreams to share it with. I'd always thought love would be like, this is the girl for me. But it weren't. When it happened, when it really began, it were more like, this is the girl I belong to. I'm hers. Utterly. For always.
Sorry, don't be...
Oh, I didn't see you. I mean, I wasn't expecting
to... I thought I were alone.
So did I. It's a lonely spot.
I like it.
Oh. Are you going to buy it?
Nah. You'd never get the staff to stay put, would you?
Surely that's one of the attractions.
I was kidding. Sorry. I'm not... I couldn't afford this place in a million years.
Oh. So, what are you doing here?
Don't laugh. I'm dreaming. About my house. Doesn't cost anything to dream, does it?
What's it like? Your house. So hard to imagine anything other than that ruin.
Come with me. Imagine these trees cleared away. You see where it sweeps down to the sea? You'd have that on one side. Then, on a second, you'd have the view all the way to the moors. Then the third way, you'd have the forest. Amazing views right around it.
And inside? The house itself?
Oh, that's down to Santa Nix.
To what?
A genius architect, I happen to know.
I wonder if he could build my dream.
What's it like? Come on, I told you mine, now tell me yours.
I don't know. Just to live here in peace. Not bothered by people telling me what to do.
That'd be rule number one in my house.
Maybe we have the same house.
I might let you live here with me then. If you're lucky.
You two! You can't stay here.
Sorry, I didn't think anyone owned this place.
I've seen you two here before.
What do you mean?
Please, listen to me. Leave Gypsy's Acre now and never come back.
You listen to me, Mrs. Lee. Leave Gypsy's Acre and leave us alone. Go on, or I'll call the police.
Oh, thank you. Do you know her?
She spooked me a bit before, so I checked her out. Just a local old loon, harmless enough.
Oh, so this place isn't really cursed or anything?
No, there have been a few accidents, so stories build up. Just superstitious rubbish. But it could be the reason why no one else likes it.
Except us.
Us.
What's your name?
Mike Rogers. What's yours?
Fenella Goodman. You can call me Ellie.
So that's how my first meeting with Ellie went. Our second meeting was the next day in the local pub. Talked all afternoon. Then she went back to London. I thought that might be it. But then, I got a note.
You will be at the boathouse in Regent's Park on Wednesday at 3 p.m.
Better do as I'm told, eh?
You're so different.
To all your other boyfriends?
To me.
And who are you? Fenella Goodman? Poor little rich girl.
How could you tell?
You don't get many Fenellas where I come from. So, go on.
There's nothing to say. The only family I have is an evil stepmother and some hangers-on who run my life, choose my friends, and generally keep me prisoner.
Your family didn't choose me, did they?
No.
So how'd you manage to be here now?
Ah, well, we have Greta to thank for that.
Who's Greta?
She was my au pair. My father hired her to polish up my German, but when he died, she stayed with me. Greta's on my side. She arranges things so that I can have some freedom.
So that note was from her. Didn't sound like you.
Greta discovered Gypsy's Acre. She's brilliant. And beautiful. You'd like her.
Sounds like she pushes you around even more than the others.
Oh, are you jealous of Greta?
Why did you go to Gypsy's Acre anyway? You never said.
No, I didn't. It's a secret.
Maybe I am jealous. I don't like you having secrets, Ellie. And I don't like these sneaky meetings. Why can't we please ourselves what we do?
In 3 weeks, I'll be 21 and I'll be different. I can do anything I want then.
As arranged by Greta.
You'll like her when you meet her.
I don't want to meet her. I just want you.
And our house. Let's pretend. Tell me all about it again.
I waited 3 weeks while Ellie went back to the States. Can you hear that? Sorry. Anyway, I waited. I went back to Gypsy's Acre, but this time I really were trespassing. The sign said it had been sold. It made me realise Ellie was all that mattered now.
Mickey, come here. Have you been a good boy?
Yes, Mother.
Little liar. Your firm rang up when you left that poor man stranded in Frankfurt.
Amberg, you weren't a poor man.
What have you been up to since?
Just the usual.
No, you're different. Is it a girl? Don't lie to me, Mickey, I always know.
Yes, Mother, it's a girl.
I knew it. You've got mixed up with wrong sort.
I need some money.
She's got herself in trouble.
It's not like that, Mother. I want to buy a ring.
Don't lie to me, Mickey. I can always tell.
I'm not lying. I'm in love.
You don't know how to love. I tried to show you, but you're no good. You're just like your father. Note will come a note.
Nought came of that cosy little family reunion. But I managed to scrape together enough on my own to get a ring from the market. Not exactly Tiffany's, but I thought Ellie might like it. You will be at the boathouse on Friday at 4:30. You can tell your gorgeous Greta I've had enough of those notes.
Forget Greta. I've missed you so much.
I've got you this. It's not exactly Tiffany's, but...
Oh, Mike. I love it. It's the best birthday present ever.
It's not a birthday present.
There's something I haven't told you. I didn't only go back home. I also went to France. I saw that house.
What? How did you... Don't tell me, Greta.
I saw the house, Mike. And I met your scary friend, Santonix. Now I understand how he could build our dream house in Gypsy's Acre. Where you can carry me across the threshold. That's what the ring is for, isn't it?
Yeah. But that house will have to stay a dream, Ellie. Gypsy's Acre's been sold.
I know. I bought it.
Don't pretend. It's too sad now.
I'm not pretending. It's all ours.
What? What's going on? Who are you really, Fenella Goodman?
Gutman. G-U-T-E. I changed it, in case you'd heard of me.
Why would I have?
I'm one of the richest women in the world.
You're kidding, aren't you? You have to be.
It doesn't matter, Mike. It never mattered to us. Everyone else, I've had detectives guarding me, bankers, lawyers, and my so-called family vetting everyone who came near. You can see now why I've needed Greta. Without her, I'd never have found you. Or Gypsy's Acre. She pretended I was on holiday with her whilst I slipped away to see it and saw you.
I still don't get it. How could you buy it? I thought you'd been in the States or France.
I had my lawyers buy it for me. They agreed it was a good investment, and besides, now I'm 21, they have to do as I tell them anyway.
You sound different. All business-like.
I'm still the same girl you bought this ring for.
I bet you could buy Tiffany's.
I can afford Santonix. That's all that matters, isn't it? Mike? Why are you looking at me like that?
trying to weigh up if I can carry you over that threshold. Come here!
Oh, Greta will arrange it all.
No, Ellie. From now on, it's just us. I really think, looking back, that were the happiest day of my life. I could see how happy those first weeks were. Getting hitched in secret and living it up together. Before word got out.
Well now, Ellie, you've been giving us all a shock. Very romantic, eh?
Uncle Andrew, this is Mike. Mike, this is Andrew Lippincott, my lawyer and former guardian.
Good to meet you, sir.
Mm-hmm. I suspect your stepmother will calm down if there's an increase in her alimony, and your Uncle Frank's approval will also need to be subsidized.
It's none of their business what I do.
You must see, you've really hurt them this time. All this business with Greta Anderson. She was supposed to be a trusted employee.
Well, she's not anymore.
Sorry? What was that?
Ellie's pensioned her off.
And that was Ellie's decision?
I don't tell her what to do.
But you didn't care for Miss Anderson.
I've never met the woman.
I find that rather curious.
We can manage fine by ourselves, me and Ellie.
Yes, I've heard all about your plans. This little house in some obscure corner of England.
I think he's fishing for an invitation, Ellie.
Please, be nice, Uncle Andrew. I'm so happy.
I can see that. But I should still like to have a little chat with Michael.
No!
It's all right, Ellie. I don't mind. You go and sign all your contracts or whatever they are.
Okay.
Is this the bit where you try to buy me off?
You are not the kind of husband I had in mind.
I weren't expecting this either. I know I'm nobody and nothing, but Ellie loves me. That's all that matters.
If only that were true. But Ellie is easily influenced. This business with Miss Anderson, for instance.
You didn't like her either, did you?
Ellie is a very sweet girl. A very vulnerable girl.
Do you think this Greta will make trouble?
You should take care of Ellie. Very good care.
Mike, good news. Greta just called. She's coming to see us tomorrow.
In my end is my beginning. Of course, it really began with Greta, and she had to come back sooner or later. Ellie was right. Greta was beautiful. And strong. She made me feel uncomfortable. Awkward. And not much good at acting a part.
So, Mike Rogers, how are you liking married life?
Suppose I'm learning.
He makes it sound like school.
He acts like he has to do his homework. What clothes to wear, what wine to order, how much to tip, as if it matters.
Well, you have to know that stuff. They just look right through you, like you know one.
Who does? The waiters? Who cares what they think?
Mike was once a waiter, weren't you?
Well, you're not anymore. You're rich. If they treat you like dirt, don't tip them anything. Get them fired.
None of that will matter when we're in our house.
I went to see your house yesterday.
Did you?
How exciting! What did you think? Greta?
Well, he's wonderful, of course. I'm not sure about the man, though.
Santinix, isn't he scary? The way he looks at you.
He's just ill. He says this will be his last house.
When it's finished, you'll have to come and stay.
No.
Mike?
Sorry. I just want us to be left alone for once.
That's another thing you will have to learn now you are rich, Mike. To hide your true feelings.
She were right there. I had the rest of Ellie's leeches to get past yet. Her dodgy half-uncle, Frank.
How about a little loan, Mike? We're family now.
And Ellie's stepmother, Cora.
Of course, it was a terrible shock when we heard the news. Andrew Lippincott was simply livid. And poor Uncle Frank. But I told them. Ellie may be young and foolish, but she has her father's impeccable taste. And how right I was.
You'd think she wanted to marry me herself. She probably did. Now I were rich. But she was a two-faced, cold-blooded bitch. And I told Ellie so.
I know. But she was all I had until Greta came along.
Another two-faced bitch.
She isn't.
She made a living lying for you. How can you trust her?
Because she brought us together. Mm. You're my family now.
Like the sound of that. Mrs. Rogers.
What about the other Mrs. Rogers? Your mother?
Oh, her. What about her?
Does she even know I exist?
I wrote to her when we got married.
What did you say?
Dear Mother, I got married.
Don't worry about me. Love, Mickey.
And what did she say?
Dear Mickey, thank you for your letter. Congratulations. Love, your mother.
So I take it you're not close?
No. That's the way it's going to stay.
That would have been a good place to end it. Me and Ellie, about to move in and live happily ever after. King and Queen in our palace at Gypsy's Acre. But that isn't how it ended. That isn't even how it began. You can hear that now, can't you? Listen.
So, Santonix, have I fulfilled my potential or what?
In my end is my beginning.
What's that mean?
It means we shall see. Come on, Mike. Carry her over the threshold.
Careful.
I'm fine, really.
To stumble with your first step, it is not lucky.
Oh, leave it out, Santonix. You're as bad as that gypsy.
She has been here, your Mrs. Lee, leaving her bundles of twigs in the corners, as if that would ward off the evil spirits.
Well, how about we name this house Gypsy's Acre? That should appease Mrs. Lee and her spirits.
Oh, there's no such thing. Can we all lighten up a bit? We're meant to be celebrating. Hey! Cheers.
Cheers.
Salut.
Get down, quick! Santonix, look after her! Oi! Oi! Get back here! Show yourself! Go then! This is my house! You got that? Did it hurt you, Ellie?
Just a graze.
Not only, you must tell him. She lost her breath. Her pulse was racing.
It was just the shock.
The shock may have been the trigger, but...
I'm fine. Thank you, Santonix. Why would someone want to do that to us, Mike?
Just local morons. Can't stand that we're happy.
Well, they're gonna have to get used to it. I won't let anyone or anything drive us away.
Ellie put a brave face on, but I could tell it upset her. Then, those bundles of twigs turned nasty. Five-pointed stars and little dolls skewered through the heart. And then, the bird. I'm not listening. I'm trying to remember. The bird.
Just kill it, Mike. Put the poor thing out of its misery. Oh.
There's a note.
What's it say?
Load of rubbish.
No, let me see. Get out of Gypsy's Acre or die.
Ellie? You've gone white. Are you...
I'm fine.
I'm calling the doctor.
No, don't. I'm all right. I just... Maybe Greta should come and stay.
No. This is our home. And I'm going to sort it out.
Good morning. I'm sorry, I have forgotten
Mike your... and Ellie Rogers. Ellie, this is God.
Dr. Philpott, please.
Are you landlord for Mrs. Lee?
Old Esther? Yes, why?
Here.
Get out of Gypsy's Acre.
Do you know where she is?
Well, probably off on one of her wanders. Gypsy blood, you know.
Yeah, we know. She'd been frightening my wife.
I'm all right. It's just... She said Gypsy's Acre was cursed, and then things started happening.
Well, things have always happened at Gypsy's Acre.
Well, we don't believe in curses.
The last family died in the fire. And the young couple before, the husband blew his wife's head off with a shotgun. You've never seen anything like it.
I have. In the army. Friend.
Oh, Mike. Never said.
We found the husband in the bathroom. He'd cut his wrists.
Mike, are you okay?
Another friend died that way. When I were a kid.
Maybe it's you who's cursed.
I'm just worried about Ellie.
Well, I'm afraid I can't help you. Unless, perhaps, you're interested in selling.
Our house? You definitely couldn't afford it now.
And why would you want it with a curse?
I'm God around here, remember? I think I'd be all right. And I'm sure we could agree on a fair price. After all, what cost is your wife's health?
What do you mean?
Would you like me to check you over, Mrs. Rogers? In confidence, of course.
Ellie! Oh, I've been worried sick.
There's no need. God's given me a clean bill of health.
But he could see something were wrong.
He could see I was a little pale. Anemia, that's all. I think he was hoping it was something serious so he could send us off to warmer climes, but even he had to admit... One iron capsule a day and I'll be fine.
You do seem much happier.
On the way back, I decided. I'm going to get a horse and learn to ride at last. My keepers would never let me, but Dr. Philpott said there's no problem.
I don't know how much I trust Dr. Philpott.
I'm more worried about you. What happened to your army friend?
He'd won some money. Some kid got tooled up and jumped him. I tried to save him, but... Do you mind if we don't, Ellie? It's not helping.
See this watch, Mike? My dad sent it to me.
Get out of here.
It'll never stop working, even underwater.
Get out. This is my home.
Mike!
It doesn't matter.
Mike!
None of it matters.
Get him off me! Leaving Boston!
That song. Ellie sang it a lot. But I'd never needed to hear it so badly. To hear her voice. And see her. Like when I first saw her in the trees. When she saw me. Stop.
No. Mike, why are you looking at me like that?
Like what?
I don't know. As though you love me.
I do love you. How else would I be looking at you?
But what were you thinking just then?
Nothing. Just keep playing. When she saw me then, we were so alive. We could have done anything. But you only know that when you look back. You keep thinking, it could have been different. I could have done something. But I didn't know. It was the beginning of the end. Oh, Ellie. Ellie. Trying to walk in it then. Come here.
Oh, one day you're gonna do that without stumbling.
It's not funny, Ellie. How'd it happen?
It was all so fast. She stepped out from the trees.
Who? Mrs. Lee?
I think so.
Cora, it's about time. Sorry.
Good morning, Rogers. You know Cora, of course.
Yeah, but I didn't know you did.
I've been looking at some of my properties. Nothing as spectacular as this, but...
I just want to be closer to dear Ellie. How is she?
Come through. Ellie, it's...
Darling, what have you been doing? Didn't we tell you never to ride with your heart?
What about your heart?
You haven't told him.
My heart's fine, isn't it, Doctor?
Absolutely, as long as you take your pills.
But they're not for your heart, are they?
She's just like her father, keeping secrets.
I didn't want to worry you, Mike. Dr. Philpott said I could live a perfectly normal life, and that's what you are. My perfect normal life. Are you angry?
No, as long as you're all right.
Her heart's fine, but she'd need to rest that ankle.
Looks like I'm back to being a waiter again.
Oh, no, Mike, you'd be bored to death.
I suppose I could move in.
No, thank you. Greta will come.
No, I can look after you better than her.
I don't like her either, Mike, but she is a good nurse.
A nurse? But Ellie said... Greta's not a nurse, is she?
I forgot to say. I just think of her as my friend.
A nurse would be ideal. Now, Mike, how about you give us the full tour?
That's how Greta ended up coming to stay. Why didn't I put my foot down? Tell Ellie no way. She'd have listened. She loved me. A
This were meant to be a love story, but how could it be with the three of us? I've told you I'm not listening. Why don't you listen to me?
Who moved this picture?
It looks better there with the light.
It's none of your business.
Ellie likes it better over there.
I wish you'd never set foot in our house.
Sorry, did someone say something?
No, don't you dare! Look at me, Greta!
That's funny. I thought someone said it was their house.
You bitch!
But it was no one. I must have imagined
You're a bitch and a liar, and you better...
Mike! He didn't like where we moved the picture to, Ellie. Should I move it back?
Could you give me some water, please, Greta?
Of course.
I'm sorry. I thought you were sleeping.
I had no idea how much you hated her.
I don't, not really. She just knows how to get to me.
Do you want me to ask her to leave?
Leave the picture where it is. I don't mind, as long as you're happy.
Thank you, Mike. I should tell you, someone else is coming to visit us.
So this is your grand house, is it?
Summer came and out after all.
It's just a house.
Come in and meet my grand wife.
I've already met her.
What do you mean? I thought she wrote to you.
Is that what she told you?
No, I forgot. She did mention you'd met.
Little liar. She seems nice. You always had expensive taste.
I hope I'm none the worse for being an expensive taste. Good to meet you, Mrs. Rogers.
Good to meet you again, Mrs. Rogers.
Oh.
It's all right, love. Mickey's not cross, are you?
Course not.
Greta, it's safe to bring the tea service in.
How do you do, Mrs. Rogers?
This is Ellie's friend, Greta Anderson.
Is she visiting too?
I'm staying here, looking after Ellie.
I see.
You must stay too. There's plenty of room.
No, thank you. I'll be on my way after tea. Young couples do best alone, together, starting out.
Starting out. Starting out. Shh! Were we starting out? It didn't feel like it anymore. We were never alone. Greta was always there. Or Philpott and Cora. Talking to Ellie. Looking through me. Shh! Even Santanik seemed to forget whose house it was.
What are you lurking in the dark for? Come inside.
She's inside, isn't she?
Ellie?
The other one. Why did you let her come here, Mike?
Ellie wants her here. I can't kick her out, can I?
No. I don't suppose you can do anything, can you? Oh,
don't get all cryptic again. Just come inside, eh?
This is my last house, Mike. I wanted to build it for you because I could see... You didn't just want it, you needed it. But you've lost it. You've... Giving it away.
What are you on about? It's still my house.
But you're still outside. Outside in the dark.
What do you mean? Have I not fulfilled your famous potential?
I can't see it anymore. It's too dark.
It's nearly midnight. Come inside, Santanix.
I put my heart into this house. My blood. This house should be good and beautiful.
If you're not making sense, should I get the doctor?
Get rid of her, Mike. In my end is my beginning. I want to rest in peace. I need this house free of evil before I die. You understand?
Of course I didn't understand. I don't understand now. That's why I'm trying to make sense of it all. Santanix was right. It's getting dark. It's hard to see.
A horrible old woman. She came out from the trees.
Mrs. Lee, she's back, Mike.
No way you're getting back in that horse tomorrow.
No, that's not fair.
She could give you a heart attack.
Greta, tell him. My heart's fine.
My heart's fine, and she almost gave me a heart attack.
What if we go together?
I have to go to London tomorrow.
Mike, you can come along and protect me.
I would, but I've got to be somewhere.
Oh, I don't think either of you really loves me at all.
It's not that early. It's just... The day after tomorrow is rather special, so I have to go and buy something, and I suspect Mike does too.
It's meant to be a surprise.
It is still a surprise. I know nothing. I'll just go for a little ride of my own. Very slowly, very safely, and very happily, knowing that my two favourite people in the world will be with me on my birthday.
Who's there? You can stop that right now.
See this watch, Mike? My dad sent it to me.
No, he didn't, because you're dead. Get out of here.
My watch, Mike. Mike, can you see it?
Yes, yes, I can see it, all right?
It'll never stop working. It'll never stop.
Mike! Get him off me! Thieving bastard!
Mike?
Mike!
Thank God for a good kip. You go to bed a bag of nerves, thinking you're going to lose it all because of some stupid curse, some bad memory. That stuff before Ellie. But then you wake up just fine. Excited. It were a perfect morning. Ellie went riding. Greta went to London. And I went with God to an auction.
You're in a good mood.
You know those days when everything in the world seems right?
Well, that's what they call fae. It comes before disaster.
Philpott, hi. What? And Mike. Wasn't expecting to see you.
I could say the same.
I'm taking Cora out to arrange a little something for Ellie. Philpott said he'd give us a little...
Oh, of course. Is that enough?
Here. I'll give you that much not to arrange anything. Stay away from us on her birthday. Okay.
Okay, whatever you say, Mike.
Still in a good mood, Mike?
Is there something going on with you and Cora?
Well, she's an attractive woman, but I think she has a soft spot for you.
You can't trust her, you know that.
You can't trust anyone these days, Mike. Now then, what are you bidding for?
A fine example of the artist's work. Starting bids at 250,000...
1 million!
1 million I'd bid. Any advance? 1.2 million. Anyone?
There's no one else. Come on, Clifford.
Sold to Mr. Rogers. Excellent taste, sir. Next up, this grandfather clock. Antique but in full working order.
Everyone could see it now. A year after that trip to the gallery, and look at me. With my house. My wife. Cronies like God hovering around me. People only say that stuff doesn't matter when they've always had it. But when you're no one, it matters.
Oh, you're right. The light is perfect. Like it belongs there.
Yeah, I think you're right. Hope Ellie likes it.
Here she comes. I should go.
No, stay here. Let's surprise her.
Oh, what's she doing? These women faffing around.
No, Ellie's not like that. Something's wrong. Ellie?
Oh, it's alone. Where is she?
Oh, God. Ellie.
Ellie!
At first, there was nothing to see. Then we saw what looked like a small heap of clothes. I began to run faster. God ran too, fast for a man of his age. Caught up with me when I were kneeling beside her. A little white face turned up to the sky.
Ellie! Ellie, please! It's me!
I'll call an ambulance.
No! But
she's been dead for hours.
You said she was all right!
We need to get you home.
Home?
To Gypsy's Acre.
That's who did it! The Gypsy! Mrs. Lee!
You need to rest, Mike. I can give you something.
What happened next? It's hard to remember. I mean, the sequence of it all. It's pretty clear in my head up to that point, but I wasn't ready for... What did happen next? The confusion. Things happened, but not to me. All around me, if that makes sense. Didn't make any sense to me. Everything went black.
I want this house free of evil.
It seems she died of shock. Despite her medication.
You're so young to be alone, Mike.
Ellie looked after us. You know how it is.
Esther Lee has been found dead in a quarry.
Dear Mickey, I am very sorry. Love, your mother.
It would be understandable if you wanted to sell up.
I want this house.
Mike. Mike, it's all right. You're all right. Calm down. You need to get up now. I'll run you about.
No!
It's all right. I'll help you. Come on, Mike.
No, don't. It's not safe. I have to
do... You don't have to do anything, Mike. You can leave it all to me now. I'll take care of you, Mike. You can just relax.
That's what happened. Greta, of course. She looked after me, just like she did with Ellie.
Mike?
And the rest. I was such a mess, but Greta was so good at knowing what I needed to start feeling alive again. For God's sake, give it a rest. She was so good at arrangements. The coroner, the body, with the business side, as much as she could. Uncle Andrew summoned me to New York.
Mike?
Ellie?
Ellie will be buried here, in the family plot.
Well, you know best, sir. I'd say Ellie thought of Gypsy's Acre as her own.
If that was the case, she would have changed the stipulation in her will. She'd change everything else.
What do you mean? Ellie didn't have a will. She would have told me.
People do not necessarily tell each other everything, even when they're married, or especially then.
If you're trying to tell me something, sir, I'm afraid you'll have to spell it out.
When we first met, those papers she was signing, Ellie was making you her principal beneficiary. You inherit everything, including large quantities of real estate, stocks, controlling interests in industries.
Oh, I don't know what any of that means.
It means you're rich. And it also means you must make a will yourself in case anything should happen. Being wealthy can be a curse in itself.
What do you mean? I don't believe in curses.
No, but you have to take an aeroplane back, don't you? And then when you get back, who do you want to be your beneficiary? Your mother, perhaps?
No. No. Perhaps not her, eh? But perhaps Greta.
I thought you disliked Miss Anderson.
I know what you're thinking, but it's not like that.
You have no idea what I'm thinking.
She's just been there for me.
I wonder if she knew about Ellie's will.
What difference does it make?
I warned you once to take care of Ellie.
I tried.
I'm warning you now to take care of yourself.
What do you mean? If you know something about Greta, tell me.
I've told you already. I've written to you.
Always the lawyer.
It will be there when you return.
We buried Ellie. A body. The girl that I'd known, loved, was already gone.
Mike.
Or so I thought. In my end is my beginning. I thought Ellie had ended up back where she began, with her father, a real family. It scared me. Where would I be buried? Who was my real family? Not my mother. Not Ellie.
Mike.
Greta. I remembered. That's who I needed to be with. She were the one I belonged to now, and forever. I had to get back to Gypsy's Acre, start again. For God's sake, just stop it, will you? Just stop!
Just stop! Mike!
Santonix, what are you doing? You must be freezing.
You didn't listen, you fool. You went the wrong way, didn't you?
I'm too tired for this. Let's talk tomorrow.
I was wrong. I can see it now. The dark. It's too late.
Stay here and freeze if you like. I'm going inside.
No, Mike!
Mike.
Greta.
Have you been a good boy?
I think so. I got you this from Tiffany's. And this is from Lippincott. It's my will.
So I see. You have been a very good boy, Mike Rogers. Come here.
This was what I dreamed of. My house. And someone to share it with. I'd known from the moment we met that I belonged to her. That's where it began. In some seedy bar in Hamburg. The week before the auction. That's when I stopped drifting on the breeze. That's when she caught me.
Thank you for my present. It's beautiful.
It's a wedding ring.
We don't need to get married, Mike. We don't need a piece of paper to know that we belong to each other.
You needed the will.
That's different. What if something happened to you? I'd have done all that hard work for nothing, and you know how I hate hard work.
Almost as much as me.
Mm. I saw that straight away, Mike Rogers. Moping in your chauffeur's uniform. You look so cute.
No, really, Greta, I still don't get it. I mean, anyone would have noticed you. But me? What did you see?
Exactly what I was looking for. A perfect husband for Ellie. Someone she'd fall for completely, with a little help from me. And someone who wanted the same thing I did. To be rich.
No, that's not it. I just wanted to be something.
It's the same thing, darling. You were perfect.
Remember that argument we had? Could hardly keep a straight face.
I thought you were really angry.
You know how to get to me, Greta.
Sorry, did someone say something? Come on. Remind me again how you won Ellie's sweet little heart.
Best draw the blinds. Don't want Santonix staring in.
Santonix?
He was out there again when I came back.
Don't you know, Mike? Whilst you were away, Santonix died.
But I saw him.
You can't have done. You've worn our poor baby. Let me run you a bath.
Greta, was there any post?
Yeah, something. Leave it till tomorrow.
Is that where it ended? Or where it began? It was from Lippincott, but it weren't a letter. It was a picture. A photo of a young couple walking down a street in Hamburg. Greta and me, when we first met. When Greta was on holiday, and Ellie was meant to be with her. Suddenly I remembered what Ellie said about detectives. Someone must have followed Greta. Lippincott must have known all along that I was lying, that I knew Greta, that together we... He knew what I was. The house, the money, none of that mattered now. He knew the truth. Greta? Greta? That's not funny. Shut it, Greta!
Mike!
No. No, not you two. You're gone. Go away.
Mike, where are you?
I'm here, but you're not. You can't be.
Mike, why won't you come out here? Where are you?
I'm here. I'm here. It's my house now. Look at me. Ellie.
Mike.
Can't you see me? Can't you hear me? Listen to me.
Mike.
Mike. Your bath's almost ready.
What's the matter, Mike?
It's over.
This is from Lippincott. The old fox. He probably just wants money.
No, it'll never be over. Endless night.
What? Isn't that the stupid song she used to sing?
It's me. He's seen right through me from the start.
You're like a frightened rabbit. Look at you.
You can see me.
What's got into you, Mike?
I saw Ellie just now.
Ellie? Xantonix, you'll be seeing that stupid old gypsy as if you didn't see her neck break.
It doesn't make any difference. Even if you kill them, they're still here. But not me.
You need to get a grip. The sooner we leave, the better.
What do you mean, leave?
What's the point of all that money if we're stuck here? We can go anywhere we like now.
There's nowhere to go. I'm nothing. Endless night.
Stop saying that. What's wrong with you?
You know what's wrong. That's what you saw in me. This is what I am. I'm nothing until I... Die, you filthy bitch! Can you see me? Can you see me now? We're not going anywhere! I liked killing Greta. We're better than with Ellie. Better than just putting poison in a capsule. Better than shoving an unsuspecting old woman off a quarry. I feel like something when I use my hand around Greta's neck. Around the trigger.
Mike!
Shut it, mate! Get him off me!
Give us the money or else!
Oh, even Boston!
Around the razor.
Is it still ticking? Oh, give us a listen.
It doesn't matter.
None of it matters.
I said, give us a listen. Give me your wrist.
No. Mike!
That's where it began. What a waste. Couldn't even wear it. I hid it under my mattress. Listened to it ticking every night. All night. Never stopping. Ever. I know my mother found it. She couldn't know what I'd done. She didn't want to know. But she worried. She knew. Nowt will come of nowt.
Mike?
Mike? God, can you see me? You can take the body away.
Do you think he did the wife too?
I suspected. Must have used cyanide. That's why he ran to her first, to make sure the scent had gone.
You knew.
Probably paid Esther to frighten his wife. For a few quid, the poor fool would gladly turn on that gypsy act.
No, she were a real gypsy. She saw me here.
Real killer. You can see it in his eyes.
You think that now, but you couldn't before.
She saw something. And Santonik saw. I could have been something. I could have loved Ellie. If only... Oh, Ellie... Ellie.
You could get this place for a son now, I bet.
Well, we shall see.
No, it's ours. Ellie's still here. Ellie, let me stay here with you, please. Can you see me?
He's completely gone. Take him out.
No!
Come on!
No! No!
No one comes to see me now. No, they come. But they can't see me. That's why I tried to write this, to paint this picture, so they could see. Like my picture. It weren't of anything, but I could stare at it for hours and hours. I don't know what it meant, but it meant something. Like Santonix did, and Gypsy's Acre. And me. Can you see what I mean? Now I've finished. Can you see me? I'm here, look. Please. Will you stop now? Or do I need to start again? Where do I start? In my end is my beginning. Sounds good, that, doesn't it? No idea what it means, but it's going round and round in my head right now. Now I'm trying to begin. Where does it begin?
In Endless Night by Agatha Christie, Mike was played by Jonathan Forbes, Ellie by Lizzie Watts, and Greta by Sarah Stewart. Philpott and Lippincott were played by John Rowe, Mike's mother and Cora by Joan Walker, Mrs. Lee by Victoria Lennox, Santonix by Dan Starkey, and Mr. Constantine by Chris Pavlo. Oscar was played by Thomas Brownlow, and Young Mike by Joseph Tremaine. Endless Night was dramatized by Joy Wilkinson, with original music by Nikolai Abrahamson. It was directed and produced by Sam Hoyle.
Well, next weekend, Agatha Christie's formidable sleuth in Acardi, Miss Marple, returns to 4 Extra, armed with only her handbag and a pair of knitting needles. She prepares to trap a murderer as she probes the mystery of one woman's strange and terrifying flashbacks. June Whitfield stars in Sleeping Murder next week. Before that, though, it's Poirot's turn. Mrs. McGinty's dead, and he's here all week in the crime and thrillers to try to fathom out who done it and why, starting tomorrow morning at 6. Now we've got a brand new adventure for the Scarifiers tonight in the Seventh Dimension, featuring a rather sinister troupe of girl guides.
I promise that I will do my best to do my duty, to serve the king and help other people, to keep the girl guide law
And?
And be one with Satan!
Excellent, Wendy! What do we promise girls?
To be one with Satan!
Find out why Professor Dunning should be very afraid of the Girl Guide's cooking badge in the Magic Circle. It's a new adventure for the Scarifiers starting tonight in the Seventh Dimension at 6:30 and 6:30.
Dickens on Location on BBC Radio 4 Extra.
I'm Nick Black, and I'm a professor at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, and I have a particular interest in the history of healthcare services in London. I'm standing here in Cleveland Street outside the Georgian Workhouse that in all probability inspired Charles Dickens when he was writing Oliver Twist.
The room in which the boys were fed was a large stone hall with a copper at one end, out of which the master, dressed in an apron for the purpose and assisted by one or two women, ladled the gruel at mealtimes.
Workhouses were pretty desperate. In this workhouse, there were about 550 inmates, patients. There were 330 beds. The law decreed that people had less living space in a workhouse than they did in jails. They were really appalling. People would spend their days on menial tasks just to receive a roof over their head and a bowl of gruel.
The gruel disappeared. The boys whispered each other and winked at Oliver, while his next neighbours nudged him. Child as he was desperate with hunger and reckless with misery. He rose from the table and, advancing to the master, basin and spoon in hand, said, somewhat alarmed at his own temerity, "Please, sir, I want some more." Dickens on Location on BBC Radio 4 Extra.
BBC Radio 4 Extra. Well, more drama now, this time from Nick Warburton, a tale of a man who finds a new purpose in life, and all because of one unfortunate toad on the road.
Toad Squad by Nick Warburton, with Philip Jackson, Amanda Root and Jonathan Coy.
Can you hear him? Bufo, Bufo, the common toad. I love that name. Makes him sound like a warrior from Middle Earth. Bufo Bufo, claw wielder. Twin defenders of Elfland. Except that he's not really much of a warrior. And if he feels threatened, he'll sort of stand on tiptoe and puff himself into a ball and look grumpy. A bit like my dad. Anyway, it's a mild, damp night, and he's on his way to the breeding ground. Pelham's Pond over there, at the back of the square and compasses. Bufo Bufo, I mean, not my dad. I'm not sure where he is. The toad is very determined about reaching his breeding ground. In our village, he has to cross a road, and although it's not exactly busy, it can be dangerous. Phew. Often, you get great queues of toads crossing here, like little greeny-brown men making their way to a football match. A crocodile of crossing toads. So, if there's a precise intersection of tracks, the speeding car and the trundling toad, that's it. Another flattened gardening glove on the road in the morning.
Listen, Belle, it's good of you to have me here.
Oh, Dad.
But if I get on your nerves at all, if I turn into a moaner, an old misery guts, I want you to show me the door. Will you do that?
Dad, it's not like
no,
that.
No, I mean it. The last thing I want is to interfere with your life here.
I asked you here...
Just because I've been tipped on the scrap heap after more than 30 years' loyal service, that's not your problem, Belle.
Well, it is in a way, though.
It was like a gift, you know. My working life handed to them on a platter. Oh, yes, they paid me. But who came out best in the deal, eh? I think you'll find Lavender and Carter Limited did better out of me.
Well, it was shameful, the way they treated him. But he did let it get to him, sitting alone in the house, brooding. That's why I asked him to come and stay with me for a while, you know, change of air and scenery, till he got on his feet again.
I'm just going to the shop.
Oh, yeah?
You want to come?
What for?
The walk, you know, through the lane, over the little bridge.
No, I'm all right, thanks.
It didn't seem to make any difference, though. I tried to involve him in some of the village activities. The bowls club.
Not quite my scene.
The gardening society.
I don't think so.
French conversation.
Sounds interesting.
Really?
But it's a bit of a trek to the village hall, isn't it?
Well, I'll give you a lift. I don't mind.
I don't think so.
He couldn't find a scrap of enthusiasm for anything. Well, almost anything.
You remember Badger, Belle?
Badgers?
No, not Badgers. Badger. Badger Barnes.
Oh.
Worked on site management at Lavender and Carter with a tufty moustache. Well, now I look back, they treated him just the same. They claimed he took early retirement, of course, but it wasn't that. He'd been persuaded. Needless to say, we all thought...
Dad. Dad.
What?
I've got something to show you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Look.
What is it?
It's the door. You remember? You said, when you first came here, if you ever got on my nerves, to show you the door.
Oh.
So, of course, he said he'd pack his bags and be on his way. He was grateful to me for putting up with him for so long and...
For pointing out where I went wrong, because I did go wrong, I admit it. I let them get the better of me, and I'm very sorry about that. I don't want them to have the satisfaction...
No, Dad, no, I don't want you to leave.
He showed me the door.
Well, only as a gesture. I mean, you can't just sit there moaning. You have to get out and do something and come for a walk, Dad, at least.
Both old man Lavender and his son lost touch with the workplace years ago.